About 100,000 protesters converged on the small northern Italian city of Vicenza yesterday to speak out against the planned expansion of a U.S. military base there. Italian government officials had warned of the risk of violence, but the demonstration was peaceful and without incident. Banners with angry slogans were directed as much against the Italian government as against American foreign policy. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
This song had long been forgotten. It was the angry soundtrack of Italians protesting against the Vietnam War in the 60s and 70s. It echoed again yesterday in the narrow streets of Vicenza, the architectural jewel of Andrea Palladio. Banners ranged from rainbow peace stripes to images of Che Guevara and hammers and sickles. Special trains and buses brought thousands of people from other Italian cities. The marchers were a varied crowd, young families with children, elderly couples, as well as angry anti-globalization activists. Local residents are up in arms against plans to double the existing Camp Edile at Dalmolin, an old military airstrip near the city center. Vicenza resident Silvana Ambrosini, an elegant young woman, reflected local anger.
Nobody has bothered to consult us. We hear about plans for very high buildings so close to the heart of the city. Everything is secret. And if the expansion plans are so advantageous for the city, why have we been kept so long in the dark?
Vicenza has been home to thousands of American soldiers and their families since 1951, and it has always been considered the most pro-American city in Italy. At Camp Edderle, base commander General Frank Helmick is proud of the long-standing friendly relations between the U.S. soldiers and local residents. But he acknowledges that September 11, 2001 produced something of a communication vacuum with the outside world.
We, for no fault of anyone, came back into kind of a clamshell here on the Caserma. We did not maintain those relationships with the local community. So I want to reach out.
The general says he has stepped up his meetings with local officials, community leaders, and businessmen. And he says he works hard to counter fears about the new base's impact.
We're not here to hurt the environment. We're not here to hide nuclear missiles. We're not here to hide tanks at Dalmolin. We will not house spy planes there. The only thing that we will land on this airstrip is a small six-seat, two-engine airplane that it lands there now.
But the people of Vicenza are skeptical about the general's promises, and concerns over the potential environmental impact of the new installation has escalated to a national debate over the broader issue of the legitimacy of the continued U.S. military presence in Italy long after the end of the Cold War. Along with many political commentators, the founder of the local protest committee, housewife Cinzia Bottene, questions whether U.S. bases are still in Italian national interests.
I absolutely cannot accept the fact that the 173rd paratroopers take off from my city, Vicenza, for wars that do not concern my country, or wars that my government opposes. Keep in mind that Italy has pulled all its troops out of Iraq.
The Vicenza March was the third incident in a week that has strained relations between Italy and the Bush administration. On Friday, a judge handed down indictments against 26 alleged CIA agents for the kidnapping of a Muslim cleric. A few days earlier, a U.S. soldier was indicted for the killing of an Italian secret agent in Iraq who is considered a national hero. Italian public opinion has been stunned by episodes seen as driven by American arrogance. And many of the marchers' banners contained anti-U.S. slogans. But one celebrity marcher, Nobel Literature laureate Dario Fo, rejected the suggestion that Italians are anti-American. Pointing to a poster with the words, "Help us, Nancy Pelosi," he said Italians have a passion for Americans' sense of freedom and courage to be unconventional.
But we want to be treated as brothers and friends. Do not come here to impose violently your own interests, devastating this town by building what would become a forbidden city.
And it was Dario Fo, the actor, who closed the event on a large stage set up in a central park. With his trademark Gramilov technique using gibberish sounds, Dario Fo paid homage to American culture. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Vicenza.